Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 50th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Frank Elvis Nindarera, who arrived here in Maine on March 3rd last year from Bujumbura, Burundi. Bujumbura is the capital city of the Republic of Burundi, located on one of the world's deepest freshwater lakes, Lake Tanganyika, in the heart of Africa, surrounded by the countries of Rwanda, Tanzania, and DR Congo. Welcome, Frank. Thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you, Kate, and I'm glad to do this show with you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. So let's start with life in the tropical climate of Burundi. I wonder, how would you describe Burundi, what it looks like and feels like to people who've never been to that region?
Okay, thank you. I can describe Burundi as a landlocked country in the African Great Lake region. And it has the size area is about 27,000 square kilometer, which is, if you compare with United States, it's slightly smaller than Maryland. And as you already mentioned it, we are bordered by Rwanda in north, Tanzania in south and east, Democratic Republic of Congo at west. Something else I can say, we do have three types of ethnic, and it's not really a big country, as I already said, but it's also have many people.
Yes, three different ethnicities.
Yes.
Yes. The Hutus, Tutsis, and Tua?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
The Tua people are also known as Pygmies. Is that the same people?
Kind of, yeah. The Tua?
Tua.
Yeah, they also kind of call them like Pygmies. And something else, we do have like equatorial climate. With high plateau, we have some plain dropping plateau, some plain, and about the climate also, the temperature varies like between 23 and 17 degrees centigrade.
So, in other words, nice all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice all the time and really wonderful.
And for being equatorial, you would think it would be hotter, but it's not because of the elevation. Is that right?
Yeah, and also they do consider Burundian as a part of Central Africa, so we do have advantages about climate. It's not that bad, so yes.
Yes, a beautiful place to come from.
Yeah, sure.
And you're from Bujumbura.
Yeah.
It's the capital city.
Yeah.
What was life like in the city? Was there a lot of traffic, hustle bustle, or is it more of a quiet city?
Okay. I can say it's quite different than what I saw here. Really, we do have like tiny road, but a lot of traffic, people walking by foot, cars, bicycle, motorcycle, And you can just imagine all those people in one tiny road. It's really a challenging traffic. And all the system are not really well organized as it is like here. So maybe we do have many things to do, but maybe it's a special thing for Burundi. But according to me, I will maybe say that we should have something well organized that because there is many problems because of that, as well as accident.
Yeah. You're lacking infrastructure, is what we call it. The roads, the bridges, the traffic lights, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that right? And so it's a little more free flow, the traffic kind of
moves. Yeah, it's like you are just... Yeah. Sometimes you can find some policemen on the road, but it's pretty... not every time. Maybe because of some... hours, which is really stressful, and they need someone to guide them. But otherwise,
you're on your own.
Yeah, you are on your own.
Did you drive there?
Yes, I used.
And have you learned to drive here?
Yes, I did.
Probably a little bit of a difference, huh?
So different.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference that you find?
First of all, the light.
Traffic lights?
Yeah, traffic lights and... the road size, how people here really do respect rules, which is totally different than what I used to see in my home country.
Stop signs were optional?
Yeah, kind of. and this is what maybe because of there is no more guidance with the police station. So maybe if there were more surveillance and more more work with the police, maybe people will try to respect the rules and, yeah.
Yeah. Again, a kind of an infrastructure issue. We have more police that work with people more, and we're more used to following the rules.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what was life like for you as a boy in this small but densely populated country of about 8 million people? What was your family like in your schooling?
Most of the time when we talk about many African countries, the first thing maybe we may have in our mind is that the inequality of gender, I mean between male and female. So also my country used to have this, problem based on culture, especially. You will find that women didn't have really the same right as boy. You will just have to go and check how many women were at school many years ago and how many boys were at school. Then you will get a response. So, but in my family, we didn't really have different type of
division.
So we were raised really equally.
The three girls and two boys.
Yeah,
we're all raised equally.
Mm-hmm. Our parents did everything they could so that we can't even imagine something like that. To say I am a boy. I have more right than my sister, so somehow they were pretty hard with us, but so that we can even think that we are more value than our sisters.
I think that's really fascinating. So they were starting a social change at home.
Yeah.
Were there other families also making this kind of change? Or was that pretty unique that your family would treat the boys and girls the same?
I think maybe people who had chance to go to school, parents who had chance to go to school, most of them, they are trying to change the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like in up country, you will find that some people, they are still considering things like it used to be, like in the past. So to say that parents can do a lot in the change of the situation, because if you are raised knowing that you and your sister, you are on the same level of equal, you will respect it, and you will grow it, like you will grow as knowing that everybody, no matter which sex you are the same. But if you are raised knowing that, seeing that your parents do favoritism for your brother than your sister, so you will just maybe think it's right. That's how things are.
My guest, Radelphine Katabeja, just a couple shows ago said she used to pick up her brother's hand and look at it and think, are you really so different than me, you know, that I should basically be your servant?
Yeah.
Because he was the little brother. He had five older sisters running around taking care of him, and she couldn't figure it out even as a child.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we maybe figure out that women are really doing well. They do have important place, even if we at somehow want to deny them, to don't value them. So it's something related about culture. Otherwise, there was no any reason to discriminate them.
It will be interesting to see what your sisters do in the world and how that upbringing impacts them as well as you and your brother, what kind of partners you pick and how you raise your own families with this different upbringing.
Yeah, so
was your mother educated?
Yeah, she was.
Uh-huh. What did she study?
She studied about teaching. Yeah.
And your dad, what did he do?
He did a master in agricultural engineering. Yeah.
Agricultural engineering.
Yeah.
And then he did peace advocacy work, didn't he, after that?
Now he used to work as conflict resolution field. Yeah, which is maybe different than what he went to school for. But I think it's great to improve other skills, and I think he's good. Yeah, he's doing well.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to think that, you know, you embody what you teach so much that you practice it at home and change the culture in the process.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Was religion a very big part of your upbringing?
Sure, it was. I was born Catholic, Roman Catholic, and I also went to a Catholic school church. So religion really did influence like my education, how I was raised in my school, like seeing everybody going to church. So yeah, to say that I was really, me and the religion, we were something together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Growing up, I wonder what it was that you hoped to become when you were a little boy. You thought, I'd like to grow up and be what?
Okay. I think me, as like any kid, when you are little, you just have many things passing through your mind. You can sometimes you can just say, when they ask you, what do you think you want to be when you will grow up? Some can say, I will be Batman, I will be a hero, I want to be a hero, I want to be this one and this one. So mine was kind of car race.
A race car driver?
Yeah, a race car driver. also, sometimes I wish to be a basketball professional player.
Basketball is big in Africa, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Also, I wish to be like a computer engineering somehow.
As you matured, you decided maybe not car driver?
This last idea just came when I was a little bit grow up. Like, I mean, in middle of high school or at the end of high school. So, yeah.
So now more computer engineering on the docket.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Frank Nindarera, who's been living in Portland, Maine for 1 year last week, originally hailing from Bujumbura, Burundi. So, Frank, you left your tropical homeland, boarded an airplane for the very first time in your life, and arrived here in the snowy north, knowing just a little bit of English, which you had learned in school, and knowing only one person. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Wow. Can you tell us about how you got started here in Portland?
I can still thinking about this time, and I can't imagine how it was, but yeah, here I am. And so to say, it was mostly challenging. First of all, the traveling was really long and painful. And then get here, just find that it's really totally different than where I was coming from. I mean, snow and winter time, without like right clothes on me. So it was kind of awful, I can say. And then after that, I didn't know really many people here, and it was kind of depressing. If we consider that also the problem of language, you say that maybe I knew a little bit of English, but somehow I wondered if I really knew anything.
Yes, you said on the way in you would hear people talk and have no idea what they were saying.
It was like just I could spend time just watching them and say, how am I going to be able to live here? It's like I went back to a baby level, because I couldn't speak, I couldn't hear anything. So it was some really challenging that I ever heard.
Well, I just have to say, you've been here 1 year and 5 days, and you went from not understanding what people were saying to being on the radio.
And here I'm on the radio
so
now.
So how did you do that? How did you do that?
Maybe it was the combination of to this hard time I passed through, and this idea that I had inside me, and the courage I had to just like overcome to say, I can't just like still complaining. Like, I should get up and react. So that's how I also get help from some people, especially the person that I knew coming here. So he gave me the directions, show me where to go, what to do. That's how I started my first step. And yes, I keep following or the example that he gave me.
Did he lead you to ILAP?
Yeah, he did.
Legal Advocacy Project?
Yeah, he did. He also led me through Portland Adult Education.
Is that where you studied more English?
Yeah, mm-hmm. which is really helpful for me and for, I guess, for many immigrants here. That's why I even took like occasion to really thank all of those people who really support immigrants in their difficult process of integration in the new community. So to say it was really hard and I couldn't see any exit or any path, but now I think things are more better than 1 year ago.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
Now you can express yourself.
Yeah, I can try.
And you can start to work toward your dreams of being a computer engineer.
I think so.
What's next for you?
I think that I'm focusing to maybe next in couple months or couple year to attend college so that I can realize one of my dream to be a computer engineering. Especially I would like to work in media field. I don't know why I figured out that I have some connection with movies and production things, because in my everyday hobby I really do like to watch movies. Like I am impressioned to see how a movie is made, like or the effect or how. Yeah,
well, you've come to the right country.
Mm-hmm.
We are an entertainment business country.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I would say to listeners right out there too, if you have a role in a small production, you can contact me on New Mainers Speaks website and I'll put you in touch with Frank. He would be great. He would be great on your movie set.
Thank you.
I love that that's part of your American dream.
Thank you. And also what I saw is that you can make happen many dreams you have if you have opportunity to do that. And I think this country is the best country for that. So as long as you have anything in your mind, just get up and try your best, everything can happen.
Well, I think you said it earlier, use your courage.
Yeah,
right? Because it would be easy to stay inside and just think about what you'd like more of.
Yeah.
But you really were quite courageous and put yourself out there.
Yeah, correct.
With your limited English, mm-hmm. and just asked questions and worked hard. And here you are a year later.
Yeah.
Quite a success with good English and heading off to college.
Yeah. And one more thing I can say, before to come here, I was pretty kind of shy person.
Oh, yeah?
But this country taught me how to don't keep my mouth, closed. I have to talk, because if I don't talk, nothing will happen. So it's something also that I'm grateful for.
Well, you're smart to take advantage of your opportunities. Frank and I met when I went to Nomori Keita's drumming dancing workshop for West African dancing. And Nemori had been on the show. And when I went there, I saw Frank and we started talking and dancing together, really more dancing than talking. And I gave him my card and he actually called me back. And that's exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're willing to take life up on its offers.
Yeah.
I love that.
Any chance that I can get, I'm willing to and ready to take it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Frank.
Thank you.
Frank, you are bright-eyed and a gentle-spirited young man who has so much to offer the world. Thank you so much for being willing to come on New Mainers Speak today.
You're welcome, and thank you to for being invited me to come here.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. And thank you all for listening. Please join us each Sunday from noon to 12:30 for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Frank Nindorera. We will close today's program with a song that Frank has selected for us. I wondered if you could introduce this song for us, Frank.
Okay, the song is named Kimbia, and it's a song of one of my best singers. He's Burundian, Kidum. And the song is talking about what I said through the show. When you have a dream, when you have something that you are focused on, just go ahead, don't get afraid, do whatever is it, do your best so that you can reach it.
Work toward your dream.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Nice mm-hmm. choice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alafu pia kimbali, kila tukikucha, sote tunasema, asante Mungu, asante Baba, tukipambazuka, sote twaamuka, shughuli mbalimbali, kuna kule, kuna pale, majukumu yetu, na shughuli zetu. Juti zetu kwa mkate wa kila siku. Oh yeah. Kijana, maisha ni safari. Inabidi kuongeza kasi kwa mbio zako. Mwenzangu, maisha mapambano. Ukiwa na kipaji, wacha kusembea. Mwisho wa siku, weka chakula mezani. Kimbilia tambi yako, kimbilia taifa lako, kamilisha ndoto zako, kimbia, oh, 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 kimbia. Yeah, hebu cheki, foleni za magari. Dereva wa matatu anafunja sheria overlap. Wanariadha kuruka viunzi na maji kupata medali. Wanasiasa kumbioni mashinani kuza sera zao kupata kura. Sisi wasani tunatunga mistari kupata riziki. Yo, 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 yo. Na, kijana, maisha ni safari. Jaribu kuongeza kasi kwa mbio zako. Mwenzako, maisha mapambano. Ukiwa na kipaji, wacha kusembea. So I see cookie jala, wake at a kula, but a bully yako. Kibilia ta miyako. Tatea upingwa, tatea ukingwa. Kamili sando to zako. Kibia, oh, kibia hu. Ikiwa mdogo, papa yangu kanieleza. Shule mtoto kapate elimu. Ukiwa na elimu utapata kazi nzuri. Akasahau kunieleza ukuza kipati. Kimbia, kimbilia tambi yako, kimbia,
life alive.